everybody. You are listening to the Wrestling is Everything is Wrestling podcast, the WEW show. I'm Brian Kruger. Huh? What'd you say?
I was like, don't you mean WWE, or did I just miss something there?
You mean, well, it's called Wrestling is Everything is Wrestling, so it's WEW.
Yeah, I'm joking.
Angie's been on the podcast a million times, and she doesn't even know the name of the podcast.
I just talk wrestling. That's why you keep me around.
Hello, Miss Angie. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very well. We're going to talk some wrestling today. We're on the road to WrestleMania 34 in New Orleans, Louisiana, as well as NXT TakeOver New Orleans. Angie, before we get into some wrestling, how's the X-Fit butterfly? How's the CrossFit status? Have you lifted 1,000 pounds yet? Have you done a million push-ups? What's the deal?
I did a million burpees. No, that's what it felt like. I am actually currently in the middle of competing in the CrossFit Open, and it is no joke. The CrossFit Open, for people who don't know, is the first step towards going to the CrossFit Games, but it is open to anyone and everyone who CrossFits. And what happens is it's a 5-week competition where a workout is put out on Thursday, and you have till Monday to submit a score. And whoever scores the best gets to go to regionals, and whoever wins at regionals gets to go to the games. I'm just doing it for fun, but it is so difficult but rewarding at the same time, because it tests me mentally, physically, every which way, but it lets me know exactly where I am on my fitness journey. It's awesome.
Well, good deal. We're all proud of you, and you're going to be a CrossFit champion, hopefully in the ring at some point. Very cool. And before we get into wrestling, I just want to say we are the WEW podcast. Wrestling is Everything is Wrestling. We're on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. You can check us out if you type in Wrestling is Everything is Wrestling, or if you don't want to type in that long phrase, type in WEW. Type in Boomstick Comics, type in Multimedia Men. It will come up. We'll come up. And you can just do that in Google or Bing or Yahoo or AOL if people still have AOL. Yeah.
No one has AOL anymore.
Nobody has AOL anymore.
That's so MySpace ago.
That was so Friendster ago. And if you get the Friendster reference, that proves your age and that you're really fucking old. Like,
hey, I am. I don't even know what Friendster is. That's before my time, I guess.
Friendster was before MySpace and Facebook.
See, I came in at MySpace. That's where I came in.
Friendster was the original OG. OG. So let's jump into this. It's WrestleMania season, the best time of the year. It's the most wonderful
time of the year.
WrestleMania, that sounded so sweet, didn't it, folks? We harmonized, we practiced that. It's very good. So it's busy in the WWE world. We just had the last pay-per-view before WrestleMania 34 was coming up. So, the last pay-per-view was Fastlane. Normally, it's not a great pay-per-view. So, we recently had Fastlane for SmackDown.
Elimination Chamber for Raw.
Correct. So, let's talk about Fastlane really quick, what happened there. Basically, we now know that Randy Orton is once again a champion. He is the United States champion. He defeated Bobby Roode at Fastlane.
And this title makes him a Grand Slam champion. Congratulations to the Viper.
Yes, congratulations to the Viper. A Grand Slam champion means all of the championships held by one person. It doesn't happen often. Which is cool, which is good. We also had AJ Styles defeating Kevin Owens, John Cena, Dolph Ziggler, Baron Corbin, and Sami Zayn in a 6-pack challenge for the WWE Championship. Of course, AJ Styles went away
above and beyond and proved how phenomenal he was by retaining against such insurmountable odds.
Very true. So AJ Styles is still the champion, meaning he will be at WrestleMania defending his champion. We'll get to that later. Shinsuke Nakamura versus Rusev at Fastlane. Shinsuke, of course, beat Rusev. It's good. I mean, you knew what was going to happen. But, you know, it's weird because Rusev's supposed to be a bad guy, but he's really over. So he's like, just everybody loves him, and then everybody loves Shinsuke. So it's just kind of like just fun watching the match.
I really wish they would do more with Rusev, except using him as like enhancement talent. He's so much more than that, especially when he came into the main roster and he was such a beast, such a unbeatable beast. He was almost like, okay, I'm not going to say he was like Braun Strowman big monster, but I mean, he had a pretty good undefeated streak there for a while.
Yeah.
You know, everybody was like, whoa, who is this Rusev guy?
Very true.
And then he just kind of fell off the wayside.
She's not lying. And Rusev.
Now we don't know what we're doing with Rusev.
Yeah, we don't know. We love Rusev because every day is Rusev Day.
So, oh, happy Rusev Day, by the way.
Happy Rusev Day to you. Yeah. And happy Rusev Day to everybody. If you don't know what Rusev Day is, you should be celebrating. But Machka. Yes, Machka everywhere. So there was a couple of women matches. You had Natalya and Carmella beat Becky Lynch and Naomi, tag team match, but they're not really tag team members. Carmella's still Money in the Bank winner, so we're all willing to bet come WrestleMania she's going to cash in at some point. Also, Charlotte Flair beat Ruby Riott. We all knew that was going to happen because it was for the championship. Ruby Riott was definitely not winning.
No, not Ruby. But the big part, the big, big surprise of the night was when Asuka came out. She is the inaugural Women's Royal Rumble winner. So she got her choice between which female champion she wanted to face at WrestleMania. And she made her choice at Fastlane and she chose the Queen. Which I just want to throw out there. I called that last time that my two girls, because I love Asuka. I love Charlotte. Charlotte's my girl. I'm actually going to put Charlotte over on this one.
So when she says she's not going to put Charlotte over on this one, Charlotte was a very big heel like her father. And then now she's like a huge baby face. So is Asuka. But it's known that Charlotte really hasn't lost a big pay-per-view for a really meaningful match yet. And Asuka is still undefeated since her NXT days up until WWE. She has not lost a match ever once in the WWE or NXT. So it's
not even by disqualification.
Correct. Yeah. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be a really cool match.
I'm going to be of two minds because I love both women and their work, but I'm choosing Charlotte in this one. She's where my heart is.
Very cool. I want both to win, really. I just like both of them.
Yeah, it's like, can they both win?
Yeah, can they just both win? Just knock each other out, count out, both get tied. I don't know. And then you also had a tag team match, the Usos and the New Day. Ended in a disqualification, no contest, because the Bludgeon Brothers came out. However, I want to say, the Usos are probably some of the best wrestlers and best gimmicks right now. I mean, their gimmick is not like creatively speaking like New Day is, but Usos are just so awesome and hot right now that because when they used to be like big faces with the war paint on and now they're just kind of like bad guys, but they're badasses. This is what we need. And the Usos are just so good right now. And they just
they're almost anti-hero.
So I've always been saying that we need another Stone Cold Steve Austin. We need somebody who's the bad guy, but also the good guy. And they just can't seem to get that. Like, we need that anti-hero, and we just don't have it yet.
I'm not going to give that one to the Usos. I mean, okay, they're cool, and they're the coolest they've ever been, because I didn't like the war paint either. It just got real cartoony after a while. And now they're anything but cartoony, but I'm glad you like them.
I'm sorry you like them. The Usos are just so good right now. And so the Usos and the New Day at Fastlane, when they were having their match just a few minutes into it, the Bludgeon Brothers came out and just destroyed everything.
Destroyed everything. Everybody. Xavier Woods left on a stretcher.
Yeah. Oh, poor Xavier Woods. So I would imagine we'll get to that later for WrestleMania match stuff. And we also want to say that the pre-show, unfortunately, was Breezango. And Ty Dillinger with Mojo Rawley, Chad Gable, and Shelton Benjamin. I just feel like besides Fandango and Tyler Breeze, everyone's being underutilized and used in this room because all these guys are awesome, and I just don't understand. I don't understand why Chad Gable and Jason Jordan didn't stick together, because now it's just kind of the same thing, Chad Gable and Shelton Benjamin.
You know, I don't think anybody understood why they took that apart. I mean, honestly, nobody, and I mean nobody, is buying. There is no suspension of disbelief big enough for anybody to believe that Jason Jordan is Kurt Angle's son. By the way, Jason Jordan is still dead to me.
So, yeah, we don't know what's going to happen with them. We just know we love Breezango, Fandango, and Tyler Breeze. They're the best. So that's at Fastlane. Moving on, we're going to do NXT TakeOver last because save the best for last. But let's do WrestleMania 34. It is at New Orleans, the Mercedes-Benz Superdome, April 8th, 2018. Oh, only a few weeks away. And
only a couple. Just cool.
Just a couple. Cool. And we've got to talk about matches that are set up right now. So right now, we have a bit of a hot topic, a bit of a very controversial thing. The last few years, they've had this Andre the Giant Battle Royale where a bunch of people come in the ring and battle for the Andre the Giant trophy. Now they're doing it for the women because they've done a Hell in a Cell match for women, the Royal Rumble for women. So now they're doing the Fabulous Moolah Memorial Battle Royal for women. And, it is, have you heard any of the controversy of the Fabulous Moolah?
I have not, actually. I didn't know that I've been kind of, sorry if y'all are hearing my dog bark, I'm really sorry about that. if I had him out, he'd be even crazier. But anyway, I have not heard the controversies, but I also hid under a rock for a very long time, and I enjoyed my solitude for a moment there. But I heard briefly today when I was listening to a podcast while on the home from work that there was controversy, but I just hadn't had a chance to look it up yet because I got home from work not too long ago.
Yeah, so the Fabulous Moolah is an old school wrestler. She has passed away, but she's one of the old school wrestlers. She's been in it since like the 50s. That's how long ago she was in it. Well, it turns out they're paying tribute to her, Fabulous Moolah, for this Battle Royale. However, it has come out by way of many stories from people in the business, former wrestlers that were under her tutelage, that she was the world's worst person. She was super abusive. She would actually pimp out former female wrestlers to go, like, sleep with promoters. She would sabotage everyone else's career besides her own so she could still be on top. The stories are out there to read people by former people in the business and wrestlers, and it is heartbreaking and super terrible. So I think there's going to be a pretty big reaction if WWE doesn't do something by calling it something else other than the Fabulous Moolah Memorial Battle Royal.
Well, we could always go back to Mae Young because, you know, there was a Mae Young Classic. Why not a Mae Young Battle Royal?
I agree. We should do that.
Everybody loves Mae Young. She was kind of badass.
Is it? Very true. Very true. So we're sorry to hear about that. So moving on, we're going to have the finals tournament for the Cruiserweight Championship, which is still vacant. For right now, it's Cedric Alexander, Drew Gulak, and Mustafa Ali. We'll see what happens.
Yes, Cedric and Gulak. You know, I would like Drew Gulak. Honestly, I am all about. I like him. I can't help it.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see who gets in there for that goodness. But that'll be a fun max cruiserweight. Finally, let's move on. We do have Charlotte Flair versus Asuka. I have a feeling that this match is going to be at least 30 minutes long. It's going to end with an armbar versus armbar type of thing.
It'd be a figure four, I think, because Charlotte's not really an armbar chica.
Yeah, I agree with that, but I think they just have to do it that way. I just think, like, I'm going to get you in the armbar. No, I'm going to get you in the armbar because they're going to try to do each other's thing. I don't know. It's just going to be hard-hitting. It's going to be brutal. I do expect blood and carnage here. I'm very excited for this.
They're going to tear the house down. I think if there was a match on the card that already has the potential to steal the show, I mean, there's are so many matches on the card that have the potential to steal the show. But this one, Charlotte and Asuka, I am chomping at the bit for.
So here's a theory, and it's a terrible theory. I'm going to say out here. So I don't see why Asuka should lose this match. It's this. Charlotte Flair's had the title 5 or 6 times. Asuka has never held the title yet. And she's undefeated. So I feel like her first WrestleMania match, she should win. However, there is a Money in the Bank winner who hasn't cashed in by the name of Carmella. What if Carmella pulls a Seth Rollins, runs out after the match, pins Asuka for the title? How crazy would that be?
I'm going to flip it and be like, no. First of all, I'm going to veto that with a big red stamp. That's no. Because while they say the biggest form of flattery is whatever, I don't even care about it. No. Nobody's pulling a Seth Rollins.
She's speechless, folks. She's speechless. Look at her.
How could you even throw that out there? That's almost blasphemous, you know? Only Seth can do something like that, because that's such a Seth thing to do. Not a stupid Carmella. I don't even like Carmella.
Carmella's amazing. She's Fabulous. Yes. I just sounded terrible. So just yelling.
Let's forget that happened.
Well, hey, that could happen. That literally could happen. It could be like, okay, Asuka won.
It could, because, I mean, even Carmella hinted that, hey, she could cash in at WrestleMania. If she did, I want to see her get big booted in the face by Charlotte and just denied. Just denied 100%. Our first female cash in is going to be a failure.
Wow. Do you know how, I mean, she would be the ultimate heel, I think. I mean, the crowd at the Mercedes Dome in New Orleans, if that happened,
it would be X-Pac kind of heat, man.
X-Pac.
It would be bad. There would be riots, okay?
My goodness. It would be so good, because everybody's like, Asuka, Asuka, Asuka. It would be a great match. Asuka's winning. Out comes Carmella, and just, ooh.
Let's just not.
All right.
No, that makes me cry. You know, I don't want to be anywhere near New Orleans if that happened. And I'm going to be near New Orleans when that happens.
Yeah, so you might do it. You might be there.
Yeah, so I'm all like, no, just no.
I'm in for it. All right, let's move on to the WWE Intercontinental Championship triple threat match. The Miz, Seth Rollins, Finn Balor in a triple threat for Miz's Intercontinental Championship, which The Miz has made that title championship
very relevant,
very relevant and very popular. You know what? Seth Rollins is not winning this. Finn Balor might, but I just hope The Miz still retains, because The Miz deserves the Intercontinental Championship forever.
Okay, so I'm just going to say this is another one I called, except for the Finn Balor part. Finn Balor is like the annoying little brother nobody wanted, and because he keeps following Seth around, and
Well, because he doesn't have a character. He's like been the demon. He hasn't. He's still a badass. It's just
so he's stealing Seth's. No. You know, just go away, Finn. Nobody go drink a Guinness. Go play with your Legos. Go away.
People like Seth Rollins and Finn Balor, but it's coming to a head. It's going to be a triple threat. And
yes, true. But and I actually agree with you because I want the Miz. Because when you think of the Intercontinental Championship, you think of two people. But first, when I thought it, I was like, hey, let's Chris Jericho. When I think Intercontinental Championship, I think Chris Jericho. Well, now when I think Intercontinental Championship, I think The Miz. And he's what, like 50 days from at the time of this podcast recording, like 50 days from becoming the longest reigning Intercontinental Championship or Intercontinental Champion. And I kind of want that for him.
I do too. You know? I want him to win. I totally do. And
I want him to pin Finn Balor. So,
so if the Miz wins,
so Seth can continue.
Yeah. So if the Miz wins, there's no way he's winning like legitimately. He's going to have his Miztourage out there somehow to win it for him. But I don't see Seth Rollins doing it. But I see Finn Balor doing it. I think Seth Rollins, there's something more for Seth Rollins. We'll get to that later.
I would love Seth to win the Intercontinental Championship soonish, you know, maybe after the Miz gets his, you know, his record, then we can take the title off of him and give it to Seth, mainly because I want Seth to be a Grand Slam champion as well.
Well, of course, but he's still early in his career. He still has time.
Yeah, but he's got bigger and better things. And right now he's playing with the Intercontinental Championship. So, I don't know. I'm slightly biased on it. And I admit this a lot biased when it comes to Seth. And I know it sounds like a really crazy thing for me to go for The Miz on this one. But I want this for The Miz because he's awesome and he deserves it.
Agreed. The Miz is amazing. All right. Let's go to the weirder matches. The Raw Tag Team Championship, which I don't understand right now. You have Cesaro and Sheamus versus Braun Strowman. But this is for a tag team. Braun Strowman doesn't have a partner. So I don't know who Braun Strowman's partner could be. Like, they could bring back Big Cass, but I doubt it.
I think it's too soon for Cass to come back anyway.
Or Kane, maybe? I don't get it. I don't get this because Braun Strowman is not a tag team. Braun Strowman is a main eventer. It is ain't a main event. It just doesn't make sense to me right now. So, or Braun Strowman and possibly Samoa Joe, which I could see him coming in a lot of these matches. But Cesaro and Sheamus and Braun, I don't get it. Braun Strowman, tag team champion, I don't get it.
I think it's funny, honestly, that, you know, Braun Strowman went into that tag team battle royal and destroyed the entire Raw tag team division. Just all of them. Goodbye. One man. And, you know, that is a huge thing for Braun to do. So, you know, I could believe that he would be the first man to ever hold a tag team championship by himself.
If that happens, all hail Braun Strowman, and that would be the funniest thing ever.
And I'd be like, well, I don't think we've ever done this before. He is the tag team champions, except he really is the tag team champion, not a team hell no sort of I am the tag team champion sort of way.
Yeah, and it says to be announced, so it doesn't say tag team match. So it might to be announced. It might be a handicap match. It might be a triple threat. Who knows what's happening? But either way, it's very weird. Let's move on to a match that I hope is good. It's the mixed tag team match. Kurt Angle and Rowdy Ronda Rousey versus Triple H and Stephanie McMahon. I like the angle here. I think it's good. I hope Ronda Rousey is really good in the ring. Kurt Angle's going to be amazing. Triple H and Stephanie are going to sell. I just hope that it's not a boring 30-minute match. I think this match needs to literally be less like a Brock Lesnar match, like 5, 6
minutes. It needs to be like 15 minutes, call it done.
Oh, no, like 5 or 6 minutes, I think.
Oh, thank you. Because yeah. I'm actually not holding my breath for this. I've been underwhelmed by Ronda Rousey.
Well, she hasn't done anything yet.
No, and her mic work, I mean, Elimination Chamber itself just left a sour taste in my mouth. I know a lot of people liked it. I was not one of them. But where she came and her mic work was horrible, and I'm just not on the Ronda Rousey bandwagon. I mean, I was at first, but then the exposure I've had with her, I'm like, you know, I'm going to need a little bit more time before I'm excited about her now, because I'm just not excited about her now.
Yeah, so I get that. You know, people – I mean, I'm excited for Ronda Rousey because, you know, I think she's really tough, and I think she'd be awesome in the WWE ring. We have not seen it yet because her first match will technically be at WrestleMania. But – is it all on how they bill her, all on how she sells, all, you know, we haven't seen anything yet, so we can't go by anything. We can't go by her mic work, and it was truly awful, but that was her first time on the mic, you know, as a character. So hopefully she gets better at it in time.
Well, no, Roman got better, so anybody can.
Roman's always been good. Just the WWE creative has never let him go off script, really. So he's finally getting to do that, it seems like. So very happy for that. But Triple H, Stephanie McMahon, always put on good matches. They're always fun to watch. Kurt Angle, of course, even though he's like 89 years old, still puts on a good match. And hopefully this is not a shit show. Moving on, let's talk about Randy Orton versus Bobby Roode for the United States Championship. Randy Orton, again, he's almost 89 years old. He's like 70 now.
So I think he's going to turn into a triple threat. Jinder Mahal keeps running around. And just so, yeah, I think it's going to end up being a triple threat. And I'm just not excited about the U.S. title because it's kind of lost a lot of prestige that it used to have.
No, well, the reason is because they don't have anybody as charismatic as The Miz to hold it, because Randy Orton's boring. Bobby Roode is boring. They don't have, like, a lot of fun. Like, The Miz, like Kurt Angle in his heyday, just had fun with themselves. They're goofy. They're funny. They get into it. Randy Orton and Bobby Roode just are not that way, and they need somebody like that for the United States.
Yeah. Jinder is still just a glorified jobber.
Well,
I mean, I can't get over it. He's better. I mean, okay, I used to fast forward through anything Jinder Mahal, except if it involved AJ Styles in any sort of way, you know, whatever. But I don't like watching Jinder. Randy as a face is pretty dull. Randy as a heel is slightly more interesting. Though they're getting a little out of hand with these RKOs out of nowhere, because he keeps trying to do them at the very beginning. We know Randy's going to try it. Oh my gosh, he did it. Oh wow, surprise. Oh wow, out of nowhere.
And I guess it wasn't. I'm a big fan of Orton. I'm a big fan of Roode. It's just, and I love Jinder Mahal. I just feel like his character, he's so big, he's so strong. He does not need, like, help. Like, just let him be the badass. And don't make him, like, the terroristic, like, I hate America thing. Like, make him, like, something else. He's a Canadian, you know? The thing is tired and redundant, because we've seen it so many times. And I want Jinder just to be, like, you know, like, not a Stone Cold type of character, but, like, he just needs to be a badass. He doesn't need
really want the Stone Cold, don't you?
Oh, my God. The company needs that in the worst way. It's either...
And it's not Jinder.
Jinder has that toughness to be an anti-hero.
No, you are reaching. You are seriously reaching.
No, he's good on the mic. I don't know.
Okay, I'll give you that. He's okay on the mic.
He's good in the ring. It's just his character is just boring now. It's just like the same thing over and over. And it's like,
no, he's always been boring.
He could change. So that's why the United States. That's why the U.S. Championship is just. Nobody cares.
Nobody cares. Like, legit. No, I think the only people who care are the people actually in the match.
Yes.
Like, and see, what make it sad, it's like, the if they make it a triple threat, It's like the Diet Coke of titles, because we already have the Intercontinental title, which is like this shiny golden awesomeness. And then we have, oh, hey, there's the U.S. title. Just one calorie.
Yep.
Gotcha.
True. It's very, she ain't lying, folks. She ain't lying.
No, it's like, oh, hey, yeah, there's a whole nother title. Wait, what? Okay. And see, that's really sad, because the U.S. title used to be, you know, people used to care about it. Gonna go to the whole, when John Cena had the U.S. Open Challenge and he was warring with Rusev over the U.S. title. And then when AJ had the U.S. title, and it's like the U.S. title used to mean something. And now it's like, oh, hey, yeah, that's a shiny piece of metal on that leather strap. It's pretty.
It's pretty. I have another horrible theory about WrestleMania that I just thought
okay.
of.
Okay. All right.
Cesaro and Sheamus versus Braun Strowman. What if Braun Strowman doesn't announce his tag team partner until he gets in the ring? And out comes, if you smell what The Rock is cooking. It's Braun, The Rock versus Cesaro and Sheamus after the match, after Braun and Rock win. Braun choke slams The Rock or does his thing. And then we have a Braun-Rock feud for like a day.
I'm going to literally ask you this with all, you know, seriousness and love. What are you drinking? Like seriously? What is it, something in the water?
Hello.
Where did you come up with this?
My name is Marky Mark, 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 Smark, Mark. and as you were talking, I was like, holy shit, what if The Rock came back at WrestleMania? Braun Strowman?
The Rock is probably going to make an appearance at WrestleMania, because how can he not?
He didn't last year.
That's true, but he did the year
before that. Only did it in Dallas.
Oh, that's right, when he lit his name on fire.
Yes, he hasn't been back
since.
That was
really cool, by the way. I was one of those people watching that. I was there in the building.
I was there in the building. You crazy. But yes, I just had to throw that out there. What if that happened?
No.
Would you be excited? Would you not be excited?
Oh, I'd cheer The Rock. He's the most electrifying man in sports entertainment, even today. But I think hell would have to freeze over before that happened.
I agree, because there's no way The Rock is getting hurt for his movie career.
No.
And it's a very high quality or prediction that The Rock is now, I think, in his 90s. And if Braun Strowman...
Are you kidding? Your age information? Like, seriously?
These are true kind of facts.
Just so everybody knows, Brian is on crack. No. Okay, not really. He's not, but he's making stuff up. It's hilarious.
He's older than most of the people here tonight. But yeah, all right.
That's true. Okay. He is older than us.
let's get on with this. The two main events of WrestleMania 34, AJ Styles versus Shinsuke Nakamura, which happened because at last year's WrestleMania, during a ladder match, I think, or something like that, AJ Styles and Shinsuke Nakamura, or something happened. There was a ladder match.
There was a ladder match, and they were two of the people left in the ring. Because, you know, ladder matches are insane, and there's carnage everywhere, and bodies and ladders. And, well, long story short, they stood across the ring from each other, and the place went nuts.
Yeah, place went apeshit. It's like when everybody else is out of the ring hurt and AJ Styles, Shinsuke look at each other and they just give the stare down. And then literally, like, yeah, I haven't heard it that big of a crowd reaction since Shane McMahon came back. Like, it was insane.
Yeah, and that was a huge reaction when Shane came back.
Yeah, nuts. So
it was nuts. It was crazy. People were losing their minds. I might have been one of them.
Yeah, it was. So since then, I think they've been building to this. It wasn't as big as a pop as last year's Hardy Boys comeback, but yes, that. So this match is happening again. You have AJ Styles, who should be the bad guy, and Shinsuke, who should be the good guy, but both are so.
Wait, why should AJ be the bad guy? He's the champion.
He is a champion, but AJ, you know, he's supposed to be the bad guy here, but here I think it's just a dream match. It's AJ Styles versus Shinsuke Nakamura. it doesn't matter who wins. I think it would be crazy if Shinsuke didn't win because that would... I don't know. I'm good with both of them. I want AJ to win. I want Shinsuke to win. And I hope...
I want AJ to win because I don't like Shinsuke.
You are insane, woman.
You're just now figuring this out? I have spent how many of our times together talking telling you how much I am not on the Shinsuke Nakamura bandwagon. I like his entrance music. He makes me want to punch him in the face.
I'm sorry, folks. I'm sorry, folks, but Angie has an urgent call on the other line. She will not be joining us for the rest of the podcast.
I have not been hiding my feelings about this at all. I had told you from the get-go when we first were talking about Royal Rumble. I'm like, well, you know, at least it wasn't the other guy. You know?
This match is going to be bad.
So I was happy about that.
This match is going to be crazy, insane fun. I think they're both excellent wrestlers. Both of me doing crazy moves. It's going to be good. I expect this to be.
It's going to be a great match.
If this match was,
I will give it that. It will be.
If this amazing. Match was 3 hours, I would watch it. I would be happy.
Ditto. I don't think it would feel like 3 hours because I think they are both the level of talent to where this crowd would be chanting fight forever.
Yep. Very true. Which is a rare chant.
Yes, it is.
All right.
You hear it mostly in NXT.
Correct. The other main event, which there's an extra main event that might be happening. We'll get to that in a second. But the Universal Championship, Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns. They finally have Roman Reigns kind of off script, you know, cursing a little bit. And they really selling this Roman Reigns good guy stuff, which is kind of working now because...
No, it's not.
Brock Lesnar's not showing up. And there, this storyline of Brock Lesnar hating the company, not showing up for work. It's like, it's actually working for Roman, you know, and it's going to be a good match. Lesnar, Roman Reigns is going to be a good match. Roman Reigns is an excellent wrestler. Lesnar is a lot of fun to watch.
I love that you're so optimistic about this helping Roman get over, but when he was announced, Monday, Roman... as of this podcast, Roman was suspended for getting in Vince's face and showing disrespect, which is really cool, by the way.
That storyline, that's good for Roman.
No, okay. In theory, it would be good for Roman, but did you not hear the amount of cheers erupting out of the WWE universe when Vince was like, yeah, we suspended Roman? And it was like, yes! Yes. Does that mean he's missing Mania? You know, like, do we have a new number one contender? You know, but at least that's where I was going with it. But I'm not the only one who felt that way. I was excited that Roman was gone.
No, sexy Roman Reigns. He's the best. Should have done.
He needs to get rid of the vest.
I agree.
Right.
What they should have done, and they missed their opportunity. They fucking missed it. And I was so angry. So, like Angie said, Roman Reigns was in the ring cutting a promo and like, Brock Lesnar is not here. You know, it makes everybody look bad. You know, screw this guy. He's an ass. And you know what? You know whose fault this is? This is Vince McMahon's fault. Roman technically dropped the mic, walked backstage, and confronted Vince McMahon in the gorilla position, sitting down at the desk. And... confronted him, talked to him. But what he should have done when Vince said, let's talk, Roman should have picked him up and slammed him on the table. That's something Stone Cold still would have done. Roman Reigns needs to be that. It would have been so good. It would have gotten the hugest pop ever. Oh, my God. And then they could have had cops take away Roman in handcuffs. And it could have been the smile like in the old days. I am telling you, it needs to happen. And I want it to be Roman.
Oh. You really want a new Stone Cold so bad. You're now turning Roman. At first it was gender. Now you're bouncing.
No, Roman. I said gender could be like that, but he won't. But Roman is the guy to do it. And sweet baby Jesus. Oh God, it needs to happen because he's the top guy right now and he could be.
Nope.
He just needs that push. He needs to fight Vince McMahon that way.
He's getting pushed enough. This is his third WrestleMania of main event in, what, 3 years? Fourth Wrestle? You know, it's just,
he's a main eventer.
No, just stop. This Roman Reigns experiment is failing.
No, it's not.
It is. Okay, we have fanboys like you, and then we have real fans like me.
Who has
You're
tattoos?
Also a John Cena fan, too, aren't you?
Who has tattoos of wrestlers?
We're not going to talk about that.
Who's
real fans do.
Who's fanboy here?
Let's say as I hide my tattoo.
So I'm just saying, they're bringing Vince into it now, and
I think that was a good move, bringing Vince into it.
No, they need to, because he's always the bad guy, and Brock Lesnar, him being off TV, not showing up, is great. But Roman Reigns, like, as it's shown, like, people hate him, people love him. But in order to get him over, like, as be kind of like the bad guy, good guy thing, they really need him to really fuck Vince up. And, like, they miss their opportunity. I hope they do it before WrestleMania. Or I hope, like, you know, if Vince comes out to win the match for Brock Lesnar to fuck with Roman Reigns, and Roman Reigns just gets his aggression out. But I think they need to do it on Raw's prior to that, because there's only a couple more. It would be so sweet. And so, since Roman Reigns is suspended technically, I mean, what if Roman Reigns just shows up and just destroys Vince like Stone Cold used to do, and then he gets dragged out with the handcuffs? I'm telling you, people would go ape shit for that.
Either that, or there's those of us who really, really hate Roman and really, really love Vince and be like, why is Roman picking on that 70-year-old man?
Because he's the boss. You want to kill the boss.
No, no. Vince did nothing. You know, Brock, as Vince said, Brock has earned certain benefits of being who he is for what he has done. And, you know, Roman hasn't. Roman needs to get over himself and his ego.
I don't know. I just got all worked up right there. Okay.
You did. It was funny. It was very entertaining. I wish I had popcorn.
Yes.
All but right. You're wrong. One of us is right. One of us is wrong. And I just happen to be the right one.
We'll see. You she-devil. Okay, now the match. Okay, there's two matches that are kind of up in the air. Right now you have Kevin Owens versus Sami Zayn. However, it might be Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn maybe versus Shane McMahon and possibly Daniel Bryan. We don't know yet, but that's kind of in the air right now. I'm in for this. There's been a long feud right now with Shane McMahon, Sami Zayn, and Kevin Owens. We'll see if that happens. And it would be awesome to see Daniel Bryan come back into the ring where he won the titles back in New Orleans several years ago. I'm in.
That would be sweet, but I think it's more probably going to turn into more level threat WrestleMania, but maybe a 2-on-1 Sammy and Kevin versus Shane. I don't see Daniel getting in the ring anytime soon unless, you know, miracles and happen. Pray really hard about it.
We will. We're praying like hell. And the other one.
Contradictory. Okay. All right. And then it would be what? Undertaker and John Cena?
So let's talk about that for a second.
Oh.
So John Cena has just over the last 50 years been booed so much. And he's getting up there in years. And
he's about 100 now, isn't he?
Yes, he is. And he's been in the last two pay-per-views, Raw and SmackDown. He's a free agent. And he's lost every match. He's just a loser right now. So
John Cena's a loser. Can you say that again with more gusto?
he is a loser by way of winning matches these days.
He's not a winner.
He's not right now.
Because John Cena sucks. It's okay to say it.
He doesn't.
Very freeing, very liberating to say John Cena sucks. I know you're such a John Cena fanboy, but just say John Cena sucks with me, and I will bring you into the fold of the being right.
Let's go, Cena.
Cena sucks.
Okay, so John Cena cut the promo of his life on Monday Night Raw. He straight up basically went full heel. Finally, after like years, and called out The Undertaker to a match and just talked so much shit to him in a promo. It's not set yet, but Cena called out Undertaker because Cena and Undertaker have never had a match at WrestleMania, which is weird because, I mean, Undertaker needs to win this. Cena's been losing everything, and Cena lost everything only to, what, win against Undertaker? No, doesn't work. Undertaker, and he even said it in his promo, who wants to see The Undertaker kick my ass at WrestleMania? Everybody was like, yeah! I heard Angie, too.
I want to see his ass get kicked. It doesn't matter who's doing it.
But it'll be a good match.
He should have said, who wants to see James Ellsworth kick my ass? And everybody would have cheered because we all just want to see his ass get kicked.
And so, last year, supposedly Undertaker retired the Undertaker gimmick, but this year, unfortunately, they're inducting Kid Rock into the Hall of Fame, which did the American Badass song for Undertaker. So what if the Undertaker comes out as the biker, the American Badass? I don't know. I'm just saying this could happen. I think people would be kind of upset if it wasn't like the Undertaker gimmick, but I'm just saying. John Cena turning full heel for Undertaker, I'm in all the way knee-deep.
First, let me say, that was not a heel promo. That was just John Cena being a dick, okay?
That was heel promo. You just said he's being a dick. That's a heel.
I've heard John Cena has been flirting with this line for a very long time, and you know, he's hit below the belt with his words before. Just remember, like, when he was facing Roman not so long ago, and they just had some promos. It was like, whoa, they got personal. And so that's all he did, is he just stepped it up. It's not like he went full heel. Full heel would be not that. It's like, but seriously, Undertaker's got nothing to prove. He's the Undertaker. John Cena wants to be, like, why is John Cena being a bully? That's what I want to know. He can't win against the legit main eventers now.
Well, because so he's lost every match.
He's going to pick up on an old, he's going to bully an old man who is happily retired. So, John Cena, he is really grasping at straws. Can he just retire, too? Can he just go away to where we really can't see him?
You have so much anger in you, child. Don't let the dark side in. It's going to be the light side.
I live in the realm of truth and light. And you may see it as darkness, but really it's a world without Cena, and I am quite happy there.
Let's go, Cena.
Cena sucks.
Oh my god.
It's kind of like you can't go into Texas anywhere and be like, the stars at night are big and bright, big deep in the heart of Texas. You can't do that with any Texan and not get the response. With me, it's, I can't even say it, so you say it. The let's go, blah, blah, blah.
Let's go, Cena.
Cena sucks. See? I couldn't stop myself.
It's what makes the world go round. Polar opposites here. That is the main of that is WrestleMania 34 right now. There might be some stuff added, but I think we gave you a good rundown of what to expect coming into WrestleMania 34.
We should have bets.
We will have bets. Oh, there will be bets.
There will be bets. Like, will be bets. Predictions, and whoever gets the predictions most.
We'll just place
something really awesome.
We'll just place $1 or $5 bets on all the matches.
I'm not betting money. No, money's too easy. We should have real, legit, embarrassing things.
Okay. If Roman Reigns wins, because I think he's going to win, you have to go streaking.
Okay, not that kind of embarrassing. I will streak through my apartment, and we won't film it, so you're just going to have to take my word for it.
We're going streaking!
Yeah.
No, even better, if he wins at WrestleMania and you're in the building, you got to go streaking through WrestleMania in the building at the Mercedes streaking. Dome.
Okay, how about, if Roman Reigns wins, I will be, I can't even be a Roman Reigns fan, legitly. Oh, man. I don't know what's worse, being a John Cena fan or a Roman Reigns fan. Because there was a few times I lost the bet, a bet to another friend where I had to be a John Cena fan for a week. Worst week of my life.
I don't get you. I don't get you at all.
It's okay.
We'll figure it out. We'll do another podcast with our bets with that. We will.
Yes.
Let's quickly, because we're running out of time here, but let's quickly go over NXT TakeOver New Orleans with the matches that are already here. I have to talk about their mid-card championship, which is the NXT North American Championship, which is similar to the Intercontinental and USA Championship. It's a ladder match, and it's with Adam Cole, baby. EC3, hell yes. Killian Dane, Lars Sullivan, and my favorite, Ricochet. Now, this is Ricochet's first big pay-per-view with the WWE. If you haven't seen Ricochet, prepare to have
you
your mind.
You are missing out.
Yeah, your mind's going to be blown. And then, of course, Velveteen Dream, who might be my favorite right now in wrestling.
Are you going to try to make him stone cold too?
No, woman.
So, yes. Ricochet, again, if you don't know who he is, you have been hiding under a rock longer than I did, because there are four wrestlers now who are my absolute favorite guys. And since I discovered NXT, Aleister Black is one of those. Seth Rollins, number one. AJ Styles, number two. I discovered Aleister Black, so he's now number three. And then all of a sudden, Ricochet, who was my number three, is in the WWE. I think great things are going to happen. Like, I love watching this man just wrestle. He is technical. He is gifted. There is something otherworldly about his abilities. Ricochet is about to tear the house down.
Yeah, y'all have no idea about Ricochet. It's going to be insane.
It is. So I'm going to choose Ricochet on that one. Honor demands it.
I hope so. He deserves it.
Yes.
Then you have the triple threat tag team match, which is the Undisputed Era with the Authors of Pain and Roderick Strong and Pete Dunne. I'm interested. I think it's going to be a fun match. It won't be anything like the ladder match. Ladder match is going to steal the night for sure. Mm-hmm. And then you have Dallas, Texas' own Ember Moon versus Shayna Baszler. For the Women's NXT Championship. Ember is still champion. I don't see Ember losing unless she's moving up to the main card after WrestleMania, which is highly likely.
Ember already was in the inaugural Women's Royal Rumble, so I would bet, if I was a betting lady, that Shayna will have this in the bag. Unless it is Kairi Sane interferes again.
I'd like to everybody to know that Angie likes betting these days. So if you want to bet her with anything, feel free to bet.
Yeah.
She usually loses.
Yeah, Instagram. No, I don't. It's like, if you do want to bet me, my Instagram is filled with CrossFit. Sorry, guys. Well, sorry, not sorry. But it's at Angie Faye, AngieFAE. Message me. I'll bet you.
Get your bets.
If I were a betting lady, that is.
She is.
I am.
So, yeah, If Ember Moon loses, she's going up to the card. If she still wins, she's going to be in it for at least another few months, in NXT at least. So
I'm all about Shayna Baszler right now. She's awesome.
It's going to be good. I'm excited.
I would give her a hug, and then she'd probably armbar me.
Yeah, true. True.
It would be awesome.
That would that might happen.
It might.
And then also the main event, which is going to be awesome,
is
Angie's second favorite of all time to
third favorite
to Seth to Roman Reigns and John Cena.
Oh my gosh, I am about to punch you. Like, seriously. Like, you're about to get dropped.
She loved it. Seth Rollins and AJ Styles. You have Aleister Black versus Andrade Cien Almas. And both are going to be with their lovely ladies, one of them being Candice LeRae, who has just moved up to WWE. Candice LeRae.
Why would Candice LeRae be with Aleister Black?
Because, I don't know, she's awesome.
Candice LeRae was with Gargano.
Well, in real life, yes, but in wrestling world, before Candice LeRae came up to the main card, Candice LeRae was tag teamed a lot with the amazing Joey Ryan. Joey Ryan, if you don't know who that is, Joey Ryan, look him up. He's one of the most fun wrestlers.
I know who Joey Ryan is. He makes me feel dirty in a bad way.
He makes me feel dirty in a good way. He wrestles with his lovely penis, and I love it.
I feel violated when I watch Joey Ryan.
Oh, I feel violated, and I want to feel more violated with him.
You're turning everything. Aleister Black is typically alone.
It's Cien Almas with Zelina Vega and Aleister Black with Candice LeRae. That is the NXT Championship match, the main event. So we'll see what happens.
I'm going Aleister Black on this one.
I think Aleister Black is the way to go. I think that's happening.
Yes.
It's Aleister Black's time to be reigning champ of NXT for a little while.
Until he will be amazing at it.
Until he comes up on the main card.
Yes, I love me some Aleister Black. If it wasn't for Ricochet being in the ladder match, which is probably going to steal the show, I would say that the main event of Andrade versus Aleister is going to steal the show, even though it's going to be the last thing on. But yeah, I'm all about this match. I want this match so much.
It's going to be.
And so I'm choosing Aleister for it.
I'm choosing Aleister.
Woo-woo.
I'm in for that.
Oh my gosh, we agree on something.
I can't believe it.
It happens.
It does.
We never know when we're going to agree, but we eventually agree on something.
Good. I'm glad you finally seen the light side here.
I'm glad you're finally seeing my side. It's about time.
Well, that wraps up our WEW podcast. We don't have any pancakes now, but perhaps
later.
I'm a
waffle girl anyway.
Oh, my gosh. Do you hear her? Do you hear it? You should change your social media names to The Real Heel Angie Faye.
I've already changed a million of my names before. I used to be something much different. Though it was quite a descriptive of me, because at one point I was angelic heel.
Yeah.
Because I'm sweet, but I'm a bad girl.
Better change that name. Real heel.
Nope, it's Angie Faye.
All right. Angie Faye. Well, thank you for listening, everybody. We are on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. Look us up. We are on the Multimedia Men podcast, Boomstick Comics. WEW Wrestling is Everything. Thanks to the lovely Angie Faye. Look her up.
It's been a pleasure as always.
It has been fun. And seriously, add her on all social media and just send her John Cena pictures. That's what she
don't
likes.
Send me John Cena pictures.
That's what she wants.
No, I don't. if people start sending me John Cena pictures, I'm going to hit you.
Oh, yes. That's so
good.
Oh, no. Oh, no. All right. Well, thanks for listening, everybody. And as always, we love you.
Bye, guys.